CBS Sports Radio 1450 The Hall, Average Joe Show 2.0. Tony the Lapdog, we found him. Tony, how's it going, buddy? No, you don't have a mic yet. Don't get out of here.
What's up, guys?
Tony's questioning my French-Canadian-ness. Did you see Tony just do that?
You're like, where are you from, man? Levis? Is that how it's pronounced? What's your last name?
It's Belanger.
Belanger. Get it right.
I have my French-Canadian card revoked. Revocade. Joining us on the Average Joe Show right now is our new friend. A man who stands 6 foot 6 inches tall, which I actually have to stand on my kid's bed to get that high.
And jump.
From Levy, Quebec. Your Springfield Falcons defenseman, Stephen Delisle. Stephen Delisle is a guy who's got a great background here. We'll get into it in a moment, but the Springfield Falcons are away for a few games now. They've caught fire since last we spake to Sarah Pompey, the president, last week.
The words we spoke really inspired him.
Yeah, it really did. I think so. I think she went back. She played the spot for the guys. Yeah. They're like, you know what? Let's do this.
Let's do it for the Joes.
They are back Friday the 13th at the Nest, the Mass Mutual Center, against the Comets, 7 p.m. puck drop. Then the following day against the Devils at 5 p.m. They're home an awful lot, but you got to wait another week. Go to FalconsAHL.com or go to the Mass Mutual Center box office for tickets. Stephen Delisle, defenseman for the Falcons. Welcome to the program, my friend.
Thank you.
Stephen, I want to talk first, before we get into your background, which is awesome. I mean, we were talking off the air about what the year was like when you were dealt two times and unfortunately had to meet Andy Zilch, a mutual friend of both of ours. That had to be the worst part of the year. Can't shake the guy now. He's like a bad penny. A video that I watched before we came in here, a fight that you had against Rochester a couple of nights ago on Friday, that appeared to be one of those fights where you squared each other up, and it was, you know, everyone was already ready for war, and you just stunned the dude with a giant right hand. The fight was over before it even started. When the gloves come off like that, are you immediately? I mean, a guy my size, when the gloves come off, I sort of immediately go into the turtle position. I'm strategizing how to bandage my face.
Blow the whistle.
Exactly. Are you automatically figuring out, okay, what's he expecting, and how do I make sure to get in the first stunning shot? Is that the first thing in your mind?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it was not a right, it was a left. So that's why.
Totally.
That was the whole point. That's how I surprised him a little bit. But, I mean, fighting is part of the game. We were up 3-1, so it was not useless to fight, but a little bit. He asked me off the face-off, but I mean, I said no, because sometimes it's to gain momentum. Uh-huh. So we were up 3-1, we had the momentum. I mean, I respect his job. That was his job to do that. And then, I said yes later a little bit. Uh-huh. So, but yeah, it was good. But it's part of the game. If you fight a little bit more, you're going to, you know, you got to stay calm and everything, because if you get mad or if you try to do too much, you might get hurt or something.
Can I ask a weird follow-up from a guy that obviously has never played professional hockey? You just said, he asked me. What is that moment like? Like, is it like, hey, bro, let's go?
Yeah, you want to go, let's go. That's how it is, yeah. I mean, it's so weird because, I mean, it's part of hockey, so we're used to it. But, like, yeah, some people, like they love, usually fans love it. They love the fights. And
yeah,
it's
totally.
Good, yeah.
But in isolation, that wouldn't work, right? Like, hey, man, want to, let's,
yeah,
that's
go
just
where,
part of the job.
You know?
Yeah, want to go. Love that idea.
Yeah.
It looks like you're sucking him in, too, because he's advancing. And it looks like you're dropping back, and I'm like, oh, this doesn't look good. And then, boom!
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of techniques. Usually righties fight righties, so, like, I mean, being throwing lefts, it's you get the guy off guard, so that's what I did, and I surprised him a little bit.
Talking to Stephen Delisle of the Springfield Falcons. Now, as my co-host are painting you as a goon here, it's far from your game. You're actually, I believe in it.
I don't believe I was painting as a goon.
Oh, you're talking nothing about fighting? I mean, come on.
Hey, Tony's got the mic, Kyle.
Now, you
want to
go?
Let's go right now. Let's go.
Was that good?
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
You're in the top five in the team in actual shots on goal. Somebody taught you get the puck and let it fly. Do you have like a Chara-like slap shot? Or?
I mean, I try. I know I have a good shot, but I mean, as you get higher, I mean, East Coast, American League, or NHL, it's harder to shoot because, like, everybody wants to block shots. Sometimes I'm at the blue line, I'm trying to look. I got to go through three guys. There's the winger, there's the center there, there's the D-man, and then there's the goalie. So, I mean, you got to, even if you shoot hard, you got to find a way to put it to the net. So that's what I've been working on my last couple of years, to do it quick. Sometimes it's not the big slap shot, because even if you shoot so hard, but you hit a guy in front of you, they're going to go for a breakaway. So, I mean, it's just to change the angle a little bit and bring some shots, and that's how we create offense. I mean, from the D-man bringing pucks to net, there's rebound, there's tips and everything, screens all the time. So,
do you ever hit somebody on purpose so they think about maybe not blocking your shot next time?
If you hit him, hopefully you hurt him because he's going to be gone next to you. So hopefully you hurt him, break his foot or something. But no, if not, he's going to be gone with the puck.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? It's unbelievable. That's how I play every day. I'm like, I just try to hurt Tony so he gets out of my way. he's got to be a couple pounds on me. Stephen Delisle, the Springfield Falcons. Go to falconsahl.com. Pick up some tickets to the Friday the 13th game against the Comets, 7 p.m. puck drop. So you've been you talk about all the things you've learned since you came into the league, and you came into the league really young. You were drafted at 18 years old by the Columbus Blue Jackets in the fourth round, which as an 18-year-old, a guy who played some Quebec Major Junior. That's a pretty high level to be drafted at in the fourth round of that draft. You've had some stops in Connecticut. You played with the Whale in Hartford. You played here previously in Springfield. You played with the Phantoms at Adirondack, the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. What's the biggest difference between Stephen Delisle 2015 and the Stephen Delisle at 18 years old who, you know, was coming into this league excited about being a professional, cashing a check to play hockey, but with so much to learn?
It is. I mean, you started playing pro when you're 20. So I actually started here in Springfield with the Columbus Blue Jackets. So when I was 20, I mean, you're pretty young, and then you play against men. It's not like juniors. You play against guys from 16 to 20 years old. Now you're from 20 to 35 years old. Like, yeah. You play with like grown men, and then that's the thing. It's mostly the mental thing. You know, you have to perform every day. Like, we play 76 games, so there's games you're going to be bad. There's practice you're not going to feel right. So try to do the good stuff that you do to try to get better every day. That's how I realized in the last couple of years. I mean, have fun, work hard, and then try to get better every day. Because even the best, when you look at, like, the best hockey player in the world, they never stop working. So, sure. Like, if they would stop, like, maybe, but no, they're not. They're working harder and harder. So, like, if these guys are doing this, you have to do it if you want to get at their level.
Awesome.
Now, being 6'6", is Daniel Chara, is he just the automatic go-to, role model for somebody of your height?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, taller guys, it's always, like, mostly the skating, too. Like, it's harder, not harder to skate, but, like, it takes longer, I feel, to... I'm not saying this because I'm taller,
strides, and you're at the end of the...
Yeah, I know, but, like, it's, like, mostly, like, especially for a D-man, like, physical strength and everything, and then get your whole body, and now I'm starting to feel... When I was 20, I was just tall and skinny, and I couldn't, like, not that I couldn't stand on my skates, but, like, I know, like, there's a big, and then you learn and you work on little stuff, like shoulders, ankles, and everything, and then now you get to know, like, you feel strong on the ice, and then, yeah, it is a big advantage, but you got to use it wisely, because guys are smarter and faster, too, like, small guys, they're hard to hit, too, so you got to follow them on the ice, too.
We're talking to Springfield Falcons defenseman Stephen Delisle. Stephen, your lone goal so far this early season came against Lehigh, your former team. Is it a little extra rewarding when you score against the guys you used to play for?
I mean, yeah, for sure. You want to prove them that, I mean, you're still doing good. I had a really good year last year there. I liked to play there, but now I'm a Falcon, so I'm going to do everything to win.
Stephen Delisle, quick question, because we were talking about, and this is so interesting, you know, there's so many guys, so many big trades in the NHL that we remember. I remember that Rick Nash trade so well that year when Rick Nash goes from Columbus to New York. I didn't realize that you were a part of
that. Well, you should have paid attention to the whole trade.
Part of that trade. Can you talk to us about finding out that you've been dealt, not only just dealt, but also in maybe the biggest the biggest move of that day?
Yeah, that it says Rick Nash and another guy. Well, that other guy was me, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I signed with Columbus, but we were a lot. There was so many good and young David Savard's there, Dalton Proud, Cody Golubev, they all played here. I was here, but we were 12D my first year. Like, there's only 6D dressing. So it was a long way to go there. And then I played in the East Coast the next 2 years. So, I mean, I kind of asked for it, but, like, they're not going to trade. Like, the GM said to me, if we trade you, it's going to be in, like, a bigger trade with, like, other guys. So, I mean, it was a big
yes,
trade.
Yes, it was.
He didn't lie.
I was happy to be, you know, like, a fresh start and everything, because there's things you can't control. Like, there's injuries, there's this, and, like, trades, you can't control that. But this, I was happy there.
Yeah.
Fresh start, and then I still played in the East Coast, played in Greenville, where I met Andy Zilch there. Had a great year there, too, and then, I mean... that's the thing. Every day you can't control that, so you got to go to work every day and then.
And then you were traded back to Columbus in the Gaborik deal.
Another, at the end of the year, we were actually, it was the first day of the playoffs in the East Coast. We were leaving on the road, and then Dean Stork called me. It's like, I think we lost you. You got traded back to the Columbus Blue Jackets. I'm like, oh my God.
Like, they missed me that much.
Yeah, like, oh boy, yeah. But I mean, like I said, you can't really, like, if you try too much, if you think too much about that stuff, so that's why, I mean, you got to stay focused and control the things you can control.
I actually remember that trade because I thought we were going to lose you know, at that playoff run too. And I was like, oh, geez, we're going to lose one of our best defensemen. We don't have a shot now.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the thing is, Columbus Blue Jackets, they were with Evansville, I think, and they were out of the playoffs. So that's the only reason why I stayed in Greenville.
Oh, really?
But yeah, well, it would have been bad if I had to move everything for the playoffs.
So, I mean, so when that happens, when your old team trades back for you, I mean, is you know, the I guess it's whether you're an optimist or a pessimist. Do you say, wow, you know, that exactly, this my old team realized what they lost and they want me back, or wow, my new team, I guess, wasn't that impressed with me. They're giving me back to my old team.
Yeah, but like the first time I got traded, I was actually happy. But when they got me back, I mean, it's good to think that they wanted me back. But I mean, sometimes it's only like contracts. When there's one guy who gets traded against four other guys, while they need like other. Which I understand, like I'm not, but you got, like I said, you got to stay positive.
I like to think that
Buster's imagining you on the phone hearing the Celine Dion song from Titanic, like psyched about a reunion.
No, I'd like to think like if I was you, like going, I was holding that deal up. You know, the new team didn't want to give me back, but the old team's like, no deal unless we get Delisle back.
Yeah, I wish, but they didn't sign me back, so I signed with Philadelphia. So Philadelphia.
Yeah. Now, does the ownership or anybody in Springfield inform you of the tradition? You've played it in quite a few different places, but the tradition here in Springfield, Eddie Shore, most recently Nikolai Hobby-Boulin, Daniel Breyer spent a few years here. Springfield has been a big part of hockey's been a big part of Springfield for a long time. Do they give you schooling? Do they make you aware of the history that hockey plays in Springfield?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you know about it. I had a couple of friends that played her too when they were with Edmonton, I think.
Yeah.
I had a couple like older friends, so they told me about Springfield, and I knew it was it's been a team for a long time there, and then I knew coming back, and then when I signed back this summer here, I knew what it was, you know.
Well, Stephen Delisle, we really appreciate your time, my friend. It's great to catch up with you. It's great meeting you here in studio. I will be staying away from your left and shaking with my right. You can see Stephen Delisle and the Springfield Falcons back on the ice Friday, November 13th, after a bit of a road trip they're on. Follow them on the internet, on Facebook. FalconsAHL.com is their URL. Of course, you can find them on Facebook at TheFalconsAHL on Twitter. And be sure to get out to the nest. Stephen Delisle, thanks so much, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, guys, let's step aside for a brief break. In 20 minutes, we have a guy, Tony, you haven't heard this yet. A first-time mixed martial arts fighter.
Maybe
who will
he
be fighting
hear this.
In PFC 18 in 11 days, who lost 60 pounds just so he could step into the cage, Tony. So there's still a chance for you to fight me in the cage. I just want you to put that out.
Do you think I want to lose 60 pounds so I can get beat up?
On the other side of the break, we'll keep it going. It's the Average Joe Show 2.0, CBS Sports Radio 1450.
The Hall.